was not using South African Sign Language or sign language per se at all. He was just moving his arms in the air with absolutely no sense at all. As a qualified sign language interpreter myself, seeing somebody moving the way he did, it was a complete shock because not one thing he was doing was sense. It was complete nonsense what he was signing.
Is it usual that you'd have somebody signing at a live event like that? We see them on our television screens, but is it usual in South Africa?
Well, that's, I think, what has made it so sad for everybody, because it's not usual. And it's something that the deaf community have been lobbying for many, many years, to have access to information, to have access to events like this. And finally, there was what was thought to be a professional accredited sign language interpreter, which meant that not only South African deaf community would have access, but internationally.
And a bit of background for our audience, is there one international standard sign language? Is there any chance that he could have been using a different signing that you guys didn't recognize in South Africa?
No, when there is an international event, there is a form of international sign language, but each country has their own sign language. But there are rules, as there is in any spoken language, that you apply to a language, and he was not following any rules. There was absolutely nothing that portrayed sign language as such. He was just waving his arms in the air. We have sign language organizations. We have accredited, qualified sign language interpreters. There's DEFSA, the Deaf Federation of South Africa. Contact the organizations and find out who is the most qualified person to be in that position.
How do you think the deaf community in South Africa feel at this moment? What have they missed out on?
Well, I think they are clearly outraged. They would like to be part of this mourning and respect for the great Nelson Mandela, and outraged because they've missed out on that.
Somebody might say a bit of good news has come out of this, that there's attention now on the deaf community.
That is something that we are saying, that maybe this is a gift that Nelson Mandela has given the deaf community, the community that